Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. One person is dead and three injured after an SUV and two motorcycles collided in North Iowa over the holiday weekend. Iowa State Patrol says the wreck occurred about 4 p.m. Saturday, just east of Thompson in Winnebago County. 21-year-old David Rack and 64-year-old David Rack, both of Spirit Lake, were each operating a Harley-Davidson motorcycle traveling west on Iowa Highway 9 when an eastbound Buick Encore, driven by 94-year-old Leroy Weaver of Buffalo Center, crossed the center line for unknown reasons. ISP says the Encore sideswiped the motorcycle ridden by the elder Rack and hit the other bike head-on. The sideswiped cycle lost control and ended up on the north shoulder of the highway. The younger Rack was thrown from his bike and also landed on the north shoulder. The Encore went into the ditch. 21-year-old David Rack was killed in the crash. 64-year-old David Rack, along with Weaver and a third person, 21-year-old Kayla Huddleston of South Dakota, were injured, with all taken to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City for treatment. Forest City EMS and Lake City EMS also assisted with the wreck. Weekend rainfall totals from the National Weather Service in La Crosse for the 24-hour period from 8:30 Saturday morning to 8:30 Sunday morning included almost an inch and a half for Charles City, over an inch and a half northeast of Doherty in Floyd County. In Chickasaw County, an inch and a half for Ionia, just over an inch for New Hampton, just shy of an inch for Fredericksburg. In Mitchell County, St. Ansgar with almost 2 inches of rain, Osage almost an inch and a half, at Decorah just over 3/4 of an inch of rain. In Howard County, Lime Springs over 1.75 inches and just over 1 inch in Riceville and Saratoga. In Fayette County, Waucoma and Olwine with about 0.5 inch each. In Clayton County, Elkader almost 3/4 inch of rain, Monona and Strawberry Point with just over 0.5 inch. And in Allamaquee County, Harpers Ferry and Waterville with almost 3/4 inch of rain, and Postville just shy of 1 inch of rain. A Northeast Iowa man responsible for distributing over 13 pounds of ice methamphetamine has been sentenced to almost 20 years in federal prison. In a plea agreement in December 2024, 44-year-old Matthew Wessels of Waterloo admitted that, last summer, after being released from federal prison for a previous felony drug conviction, he conspired with others to import ice meth and then distribute the meth in Waterloo and the surrounding area. On three separate occasions, Wessels distributed narcotics to an undercover police officer. On another occasion, officers found him in possession of over 3 pounds of ice meth. Last week, Wessels was sentenced by United States District Court Chief Judge C.J. Williams to 234 months imprisonment. Wessels must also serve a 10-year term of supervised release after his federal prison term. The case was investigated by the FBI and the Tri-County Drug Enforcement Task Force, consisting of the Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Waverly, Evansdale, Hudson, and LaPorte City Police Departments, plus the Blackhawk and Bremer County Sheriff's Offices. Also assisting were the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the DEA, Cedar Rapids Police, Jones County Sheriff's Office, and the United States Postal Inspection Service. Progress continues on the reconstruction of U.S. Highway 65 in Mason City. Pete Helmstead with the Iowa DOT's Mason City District Office says starting this week, they'll be opening up small portions of the newly paved road. He says we're planning on opening 6th Street to 7th Street, so the new construction will be open to traffic. He adds just local traffic, obviously, because you're not going to be able to travel through 65. Helmstead says starting this week, a major intersection will also be closed as part of the project. Crews will close the 15th Street to intersection to 16th, though you'll still be able to get to the businesses in that area by using 16th Street and coming in from the south. He says the week of July 14th, they're hoping to open up to 8th Street. He notes the fact that we can get some of these things open is really good news. City of Mason City says Briarstone Drive will be closed to through traffic for approximately 4 days starting today. Closure necessary for street panel repairs on Briarstone Drive, which is part of the city's annual street panel and curb replacement program. Charles City July 4th Parade Trophy winners include Best Commercial Business Entry for First Citizens Bank, Best Organization Nonprofit Group Entry to Foster Grandparents, Best Open Class Entry, Charles City Class of 1985, Best Antique Vehicle, Steve Reams for his 1979 Ford Thunderbird, Mayor's Choice Award to the Cedar Valley Engine Club, and the Chamber Choice Award to the Floyd County Fair Society. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City Softball. The Comets closing out the regular season with a doubleheader at Decorah. Pre-game coverage 5:10 and first pitch for Game 1 at 5:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.